We're about to explain why some top federal government watchdog positions are vacant at the moment. I'm David Brancaccio in New York. Behind closed doors today in Washington, the Inspector General of the National Intelligence Community, Michael Atkinson, is set to testify before the House Intelligence Committee. Atkinson brought the whistleblower complaint to lawmakers, which sparked the House impeachment inquiry. Inspectors general are supposed to act as a watchdog, but turns out inspector general posts at some of the biggest federal agencies are now vacant. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer explains.
Inspectors general are supposed to be independent watchdogs, exposing waste, fraud, and abuse. They're embedded in federal agencies. And right now, 9 of the top inspector general jobs in the federal government are empty, without even a nominee from President Trump. That's about a quarter of the inspector general positions needing Senate confirmation. Deputies are on the job, but it's not the same thing.
For me, this is the substitute teacher phenomenon.
Max Steyer heads the Partnership for Public Service, a good government group. He says acting inspector generals just don't have the authority of someone confirmed by the Senate.
It's hard to bluntly speak truth to power when you're not really sure what kind of authority you have.
The vacancies are at some of the biggest spending federal agencies, the Defense Department, Department of Health and Human Services, the Treasury Department. Some inspector general jobs, like at the CIA, have been empty for years.
Those jobs are sometimes hard to fill.
Catherine Dunn Tempes is a senior fellow at the Brookings Institution.
That individual is basically, within that department, is a man in an island, right? Or a woman in an island, because, you know, they're seen as the watchdog.
Tempes also points out the Trump administration's personnel office is overwhelmed because there are so many vacancies throughout the government right now. And Paul Light, a public policy professor at NYU, says the inspector general positions may not be the ones presidents are most eager to fill. Inspectors general can bypass the president and go directly to Congress with concerns.
They have dual reporting authority. They have a great deal of authority to ring the bell.
There were inspector general vacancies under President Obama, too. But according to the Partnership for Public Service, by this point in the Obama administration, 11 had been confirmed, compared to 8 for President Trump. In Washington, I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.
The Wall Street Journal has just reported that Ukrainian authorities are now reviewing past investigations of a gas company linked to Democratic presidential candidate Joe Biden's son. The authorities haven't reopened the investigations yet, but this is seen as a sign that Ukraine is abiding by President Trump's wishes to scrutinize this area further. The Wall Street Journal says the focus is not on Hunter Biden, but on tax irregularities. With multiple signs of a possible economic slowdown emerging in the U.S., today's the day. We'll hear the government's assessment of the labor market. The September jobs report is due in just over an hour and a half. One key signal will be wages. Average hourly pay has been rising, helping to boost consumer spending, but in August that turned weaker, and there's a wrinkle, as Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman reports.
The average wage workers make per hour has been rising pretty steadily, up more than 3% year over year. But the average wage per week isn't looking so good, says Nick Bunker at the Indeed Hiring Lab.
How much they're taking home in their paycheck weekly, growth in that measure has been slowing down recently.
What it reflects is that employers are offering workers fewer hours on the clock and less overtime. That's not too surprising, as business owners deal with slowing sales and pull back on expansion plans. Joe Galvin is head of research at Vistage, a small business advisory firm.
Manufacturing is arguably already in a slowdown / recession. Construction is suffering, and everybody who's involved in international trade has been hurt and is paying the tariffs.
Most employers aren't cutting jobs at this point, but cutting back on hours leaves many workers with less take-home pay, which could be a drag on consumer spending going into the holidays. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.
Let's check the markets. The 100 share index in London is up 0.3%. Germany's DAX index, coming off a one-day national holiday there, is up just slightly. Here, Dow, S&P, and NASDAQ futures are all down 0.3%. There's a report out of Japan that Apple's new iPhones are doing well right out of the gate. While Apple's not confirming this, Nikkei Asian Review says Apple is increasing production of the iPhone 11 after early strong sales. The stock is up 1.25% in pre-market trading now. Marketplace helps you stay sharp on crucial matters related to business, the economy, and money. And to help you do some numbers of your own, you can get your very own Marketplace Pencil Pack when you become a Marketplace investor today. It's a set of six pencils, each stamped with a favorite Marketplace quote, yours for a donation of just $5 a month. Support public service journalism and get your pencil pack today at marketplace.org. And thank you. Turning to retail, the number of vacant stores in U.S. shopping malls is at an eight-year high. That's according to new data by a branch of Moody's Analytics that focuses on commercial real estate. The decline of the mall is one reason cited for the news that we covered earlier this week. Forever 21, the fast fashion chain, falling into Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection, although online shopping is another challenge there. Earlier this year, some other mall regulars, Gap, Victoria's Secret, each announced that they would be shuttering some stores. Now, a content warning. It's a dispatch from Australia about the economics of oversupply. It's a new plan to cull kangaroos that's drawing controversy. Cull is a euphemism, so if you don't like where this is going, be forewarned. Here's the BBC's Australia correspondent, Phil Mercer.
Drought in Australia is driving kangaroos into conflict with farmers. In search of water and food, the marsupials have increasingly raided supplies for livestock. Under a new scheme in the state of Victoria, 14,000 animals can be shot over the next 3 months for pet food. Only accredited hunters can take part. Many farmers, though, complain that the kangaroos they kill will simply be left on the land and help to feed foxes and wild dogs. These invasive species have caused untold carnage to both native and farming animals. The Victorian state government, however, believes the scheme will protect farms from rampaging mobs of hungry and thirsty marsupials. But animal welfare campaigners argue there are no guarantees. The kangaroos will be killed humanely.
That's the BBC's Phil Mercer reporting from Sydney. Victoria is the state in the far southeast of Australia. This is the Marketplace Morning Report from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.